Welcome in, Tammy Timmerman Lashley joining us to talk about real estate a little bit this morning. But of course, Tammy, that fog. Oh my goodness.
Unbelievable, isn't it? I'm like, where's the sun?
I've not seen anything like this for a while. Have you?
No. And people were driving like it was really, really thick.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad that they were. So Tammy, for folks that haven't had the pleasure to meet you before, give us the Reader's Digest on yourself, please.
Well, I born and raised here, left at 18, came back at age 42 back in 2010, telling you how old I am. Long story short, really was missing the niche of my previous position as a district sales manager, wanted to help people, and came into real estate, got my license, and it's been awesome ever since. So glad to be home. Let's put it that way.
And it's a fun industry to be in as well, the real estate business.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And the people you meet, just fantastic. And, you know, it's like every transaction, they become your friend, your family.
Yeah.
Through the process. So.
Well, and what a pleasure, too. You're in on the biggest decisions of somebody's life, to sell their home, to move away, to move back home, to buy a new home, to upgrade, whatever it might be.
It is. It's very emotional. People don't understand how emotional real estate is. A lot of times you end up being a counselor through the process. I mean, you're there as you're the fiduciary. They're your fiduciary. You put their needs above all others mm-hmm. through the process. And, you know, if there are agents that don't, they are like a neon sign, mm-hmm. you know. And again, you know, as we were talking earlier, whether it's a $15,000, you know, nice trailer home for them or $500,000 home, you treat it as if it was a $1 million transaction because it's important to them.
Yeah. And in some situations, you know, that $15,000 trailer home, that $80,000 mm-hmm. starter home for some people, that's a lot of money, and that's intimidating. The process can be.
It can be very daunting. They don't know where to start if they're first-time homebuyers. Mm-hmm. And I love them the most. And those are the ones I
those are the favorites?
I go to weddings and go to baby showers because I take the time to work them through the process and tell them how it all starts. So, and the other thing is, too, the state of real estate right now that we're in, the market's picking back up.
Okay.
And we went through kind of a lull December, January, which is typical but not typical for the past couple of years. We've been smoking all the way through 24/7, you know, 7 days a week.
There's not much about the past couple of years that's typical.
No, not at all. But we've seen a lot of buyers coming out again and not a lot of inventory, which buyers be patient.
Yeah.
So
we're making a dent in our housing crisis here, too. And that has to be a lot of help for individuals in your line of business.
It is. But, you know, the dent is not a big enough dent, you know, with sustainable beef coming in. Where are we going to put 800 families?
Yeah.
I mean, that is concerning. So I'm hoping that we get some more subdivisions put together and things of that nature. I would love to see us develop more on the north side. I think that that's an area that I don't want to say is forgotten, but has such potential
mm-hmm.
If we just really buckle down. I mean, look at what's happened to the downtown here on the bricks,
yeah.
The canteen. I mean, if we had that focus for the north side, unbelievable.
Wow. Imagine what we could get done. Yeah.
A beautiful, beautiful transformation.
Yep. So. Yeah. And the way that I kind of describe it, too, we're making a dent in the housing issue we have here, but we're putting raindrops in a bucket right now.
Right.
We need a garden hose in that bucket.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. That sustainable beef will be here before we know it. And with that comes other, I guess, residual jobs and
yeah,
positions and
absolutely.
Things like that. And I know that that's just, it's going to be pretty daunting to try to figure that out. It's like right now putting a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing is too, guys, you know, real estate agents, no matter what brokerage they're with, they work really hard. If you are a first-time home buyer and you like that agent, stay with that agent. They can help you through the process, and I know a lot of times people don't understand that. You know, it's just try to stay with that agent.
Mm-hmm.
If I talk to somebody and they happen to say, "Hey, I was, you know, well, I already saw a house," and I was like, "Oh, are you working with an agent? Hey, why don't you give her a call or him a call, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to show you this property." You know, and I always try to steer them back, text the agent, call the agent, say, "Hey, spoke to so and so, but I steered them back your way." Just really helpful if you do that. And then they get to know you, what you're wanting in a home, and how they can better help you.
Yeah. And we are blessed with a lot of great agents here within the Lincoln County region.
We are. And I look at it almost like we're a big family. There's agents at other brokerages, you know, that I will call and refer if somebody needs to be represented, buyer's representation, because I like working with them.
Sure.
You know?
Got a good working relationship.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, I don't understand anybody that would want to be an island. You know, they're trying to do their job too, whether it's representing the buyer or the seller.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I have to remind if I'm representing, say, a buyer and they're like, why would they do that? Well, they're working for the seller. So you have to understand that. They're trying to do a good job.
Can't take it personal.
No, exactly.
It's been a whirlwind of a couple of years of the real estate business, Tammy, with historically low interest rates. Right now, what are the interest rates looking like? Obviously, we're not probably going to see that historic low anytime soon.
Yeah, on the low end, we're seeing 6.5, 6.7. We have seen some rates jump over 7%. Now, the thing of it is, I try to quantify this with back in 1985, when I was shopping for my first home, it was 16% interest.
Oh, my.
And that was with good credit.
Mm.
I had great credit. So it's kind of all relative. I tell people, if you're a little nervous about the interest rate, it will go down, refinance.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that that option's available even in year one or two. Okay. But that is available to them. So don't panic. You know, it's still decent rates. And like I said, we've seen a lot of buyers coming out right now. First-time home buyers, there's still that first-time home buyer grant that's available. Guys, that's $7,500 towards closing costs and prepaids. Nothing to shrug your shoulders about. If you're on the line and your credit score is in the low sixes, mid sixes, you can qualify for a loan. So get in there, get a property identified with your agent, and you'll end up with a $7,500 grant in your pocket.
And we have great banks here and mortgage lenders
Absolutely.
As well that'll work with you.
Absolutely. Marcy Fletcher at First State Bank, Tony over there at Adams. I mean, I could just keep going on and on. Just make sure, try to go to the bank you bank with locally, and some of them have mortgage solutions and some do not. But if you can't, generally your agent can steer you towards someone who can help.
Absolutely. Tammy, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, just get out there, folks. If you're on the fence with buying a home or you're considering selling, guys, inventory's low, your house will go quick. Just call or, you know, call, text, or visit my listings online at lashleyland.com or Lashley Land Residential. We're going to try to see if we can spin something that way. So, but it's a great time, guys, to either buy or sell. But if you're buying, be patient. We'll find you the home. Sometimes I always say the house picks the people.
Yeah. Well, that's very true though.
I do. So, but just be patient and know that the right home will be there for you.
Awesome. Well, Tammy, we appreciate the time and all the great work you do for our community.
Thank you.